Hey, it's Adrienne Lee. Welcome to the Rebels and Saints podcast, where I deliver inspiration right through your headphones. I suffered two grave accidents in my life, our next heroine said. One in which a streetcar knocked me down. The other accident is Diego. Punctuated by epic tragedy, pages of scandalous love letters, and tempestuous public affairs, the torrid love of these two is mesmerizing and newsworthy. They are the Kim and Kanye of their time. And so where did our star-crossed couple first meet? Why, in school, of course. While he was teaching her, what kind of swoon-worthy story would this be if it didn't start with a 20-year age gap and a student-teacher affair? So our fierce heroine went to a prestigious prep school and becomes known for her outspoken attitude. And there she meets a man famous around the world for his murals. As a young girl, she watched him work on a mural he was commissioned to paint on campus where she went to school. And even at that time, she insisted to a friend that she would marry him someday. But our fearless and confident young girl grows up, and she joined a political movement. And she fell in love with its leader, and one afternoon, this is a surmising of events over the course of a couple years, so one afternoon they were on a bus, and it collided with a streetcar, and without getting too gory, she was impaled by a railing, and it fractured her spine and pelvis. She was devastated physically and psychologically, and spent weeks in the hospital recovering. And then went home and spent 3 months in a full body cast. Life is intense, and she's barely 18. So her parents at this time feel terrible, of course, and they gift her with anything that she needs or wants, including a special easel that's modified to allow her to paint in bed. And this is when the course of her life begins to shift. Once she's able to walk again, she contacts her old art teacher and asks for his professional evaluation of her work. And he is mightily encouraged and incredibly smitten. And there are some letters between them that he says some very scandalous things to someone who's just barely the age of 18. He's like 40-something at this point. But, as these things go, they fall into a torrid love affair. And after a year, to the great objection of her parents, she marries this rogue muralist and follows him around the world. California, Detroit, Paris, wherever he is commissioned to paint. And then they even run into some trouble at Rockefeller Center, of all places, when Nelson Rockefeller commissioned our muralist for a painting, but he didn't like the inclusion of a certain Russian communist leader, as they wouldn't at that time, and so they chased him back home. Our heroine is desperate from the repeated betrayals of her husband, because while they haven't exactly had an open marriage, from the outside, it looks like an open marriage. She's desperate to be a mother. She's devastated by miscarriages that make it clear that because of the accident, she's unable to have biological children. So her and her husband separate repeatedly, and they even go so far as to get divorced for a time. But the distance between these two never stretches far. Within a few years, they're married again, but still they maintain different homes, separate lives, racy infidelities, and she begins to succumb to her pain. Just as her career hit peak levels and commissions begin to flow in, more surgeries are required to continue to repair and support her shattered spine from that streetcar accident. She has more than 30 surgeries altogether. 30! And at one point, she's even forced to arrive at an opening ceremony exhibition by ambulance. Only a few months later, her leg is amputated to control gangrene. But She continues to paint prolifically, her defiant and striking self-portraits coming out of her worst pain. And through everything, these two lovebirds, they revered each other. They each believed the other was the better artist, despite the fact that their styles were wildly different. Of her work, he said, "It is acid and tender, hard as steel and delicate and fine as a butterfly's wing, lovable as a beautiful smile, and profound and cruel as the bitterness of life. Depicting heartbreak and gut-wrenching pain in such a straightforward way, etched in the angles of her own face, he advocated her art as passionately as he loved her, even when that same insatiable passion landed him between the sheets with other women. Famously, they cheated on each other. And famously, these acts of extreme emotion fueled their art. One critic described her art as a ribbon about a bomb. The way she captured tender brutality and quiet fortitude, representative of the hardships of all the people of her homeland. She found herself in her art, and her art was only and ever inspired by her life. She could be volatile and obsessive, just as her husband, often hopeful and alternately despairing. She danced with crowds in Europe's grandest cities, flirted with life, and seduced the attention of all around her, men and women. But she often described herself as miserably lonely and begged her friends and lovers that visited not to forget her." Conveying a sense of airy darkness and the emotion layered into her paintings, it's her life with the famous muralist Diego Rivera and her upbringing in a politically corrupt environment in Mexico City that has held the most influence over her life, both of their lives, and their art, and their passionate affairs together and apart, embedded like layers of oil onto canvas. Maybe some indication that in life, the delicate strokes are as monumental as the broad ones. And what did her lifelong lover and sometimes husband Diego Rivera say about Frida Kahlo? "I did not know it then, but Frida had already become the most important fact in my life, and she would continue to be up to the moment she died." As always, thanks for listening to the Rebels and Saints podcast, guys. If you enjoyed your time with me today, do me the greatest honor and hit subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you want to learn more, head over to my website, adrianlee.com. There you can get linked to my audiobooks, read my latest release on Amazon, or sign up for my newsletter and get a free ebook as a thanks from me. Lots of good things happening over there. And I want to hear from you. Leave me a comment, a review, and let me know what you liked about this episode. Or maybe there's someone, an artist, or some inspiring soul you want to dig a little deeper into. Let me know.